Welcome to the Purdue Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick. In this installment of the Dairy Digest, Amy Nguyen, a veterinary student at Purdue University working with Dr. Jonathan Townsend, will discuss the treatment and prevention of hypocalcemia.
Milk fever, also known as periparturient hypocalcemia, is the result of decreased blood calcium commonly seen in mature, high-producing dairy cows near the time of calving, as previously discussed in the Milk Fever podcast. While milk fever is quite common and potentially fatal, successful treatment is easily completed if clinical signs are noticed early. Stage 1 milk fever, when the cow is still standing, is commonly treated with oral calcium gel or boluses, or calcium gluconate under the skin. Stages 2 and 3, when cows are down, are considered more serious and typically require intravenous calcium gluconate administered slowly in the jugular vein. When administering calcium in the vein, it is important to give the solution over 10 to 20 minutes while listening for sudden changes in the heart rate. If calcium is given too quickly, it can cause a decrease in heart rate or an arrhythmia that may lead to death. In addition, calcium gluconate may be given under the skin in high-producing cows to allow for a slower release of calcium in the body and prevent future relapse. With successful treatment, the cow should stand within 20 minutes and will commonly urinate or belch as muscle function returns. Although milk fever is easily curable, it still causes economic losses through decreased milk production and treatment costs. Therefore, it is important to use preventative measures to decrease the incidence. Oral calcium gels or boluses may be given to cows as they calf to supplement calcium in early lactation when feed intakes may be low. Additional information about nutritional preventative measures can be found under the Dairy Digest podcast number 102, also called DCAD for the prevention of milk fever.